Old and in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy. The Bitchin' Sisters.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and with limited time left.
We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
We're talking about trust. Nancy, you tell us that your 13-year-old son would like to take his skateboard across the airport to the gate where you'll be getting on a plane. And you're kind of worried about this. Is that fair to say? You were in an airport?
Yeah.
And he wanted to do it with his skateboard?
Yeah, without me. You know, 13, he didn't want to be seen with me.
Of course.
And so I was aghast, not to mention, I didn't really think he was ready. I knew I wasn't. Then again, he'd be taking more airplane trips to see his dad in Florida, and he was too old for the stewardess's escort of handing him over to the parent, and I certainly wasn't going with him to see my ex. I wanted to respond, not react, so I took a deep leap of faith. Okay, I said, taking a deep breath, as long as you stay close enough so I can still see you. And if you need help, you need to stop so I can catch up to you. He smiled, and we, in a sense, agreed to trust each other. These days, you could resort to a cell phone as backup, not then. I told him the gate number and flight information and watched him. He found the board with all the departures and then took off on the skateboard.
I don't think they'd even let him have a skateboard in there now. But this was before
yes,
they started.
Before 9/11.
Cracking down on skateboards.
Admittedly, it was hard to keep up, but I did. He found the right gate and turned and smiled at me. I let out a heap of anxiety I didn't know I was carrying around with me. I also added a few gray hairs for letting go and trusting he'd be able to find his way. Brené Brown tells us building trust happens one marble at a time. Those marbles, if put in a jar, add up over time and produce a trusting relationship no matter what the age. So what's required? Foremost, being attentive. When your baby cries, you go see why and respond to the child's needs. With your children and other adults, listen attentively, meaning face-to-face, no devices to distract, eye contact, and keep an open mind, no interrupting. Second, show love, physically as well as socially. All your interactions with your child should be based on kindness. Try for firm and kind, meaning you're not going to be persuaded to change your mind usually, and the message, though, is delivered lovingly. Be consistent. Tell your child they are going to bed at 7 and then let them stay up till 10. That makes for a confused child. They need to have a sense of routine to their day that remains consistent as much as possible. That goes for what you say, too. Don't make promises you can't keep, period.
I guess you've learned this over years of trial and error, probably.
Yes, as a teacher and as a parent.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
right.
Teacher.
Which brings up honesty. Be honest with your child. When you're sad, don't say you're not. You don't have to go into the details, but your child deserves to be told an honest answer. When you don't know the answer to a question they ask, please say so. And if you make a mistake, don't try to cover it up. Rather, own up to it. Your modeling of this will help them do the same thing. And equally important is to follow through. Little children look to you as if you are God. They start out in life believing you, trusting you, and counting on you. It's only when we start taking advantage of that trust that the child sees you are less reliable and consequently stops trusting you. So, what goes around or what comes around goes around. Or according to Montessori, the things he sees are not just remembered, they form a part of his soul. Fast forward to 2022.
Okay.
And Jesse now has his own children, Recently, his 16-year-old daughter had the privilege of going to Hawaii with her dance team. Exciting, right? However, the day she was scheduled back was 3 days after her family left for their vacation in Florida. He wasn't sure if she could arrive back at the airport, maneuver around to the new airlines and departure gate, and get on the right plane to take her to meet her family in Florida.
And what happened?
As he told me about this, we both started to smile and nod our heads.
Oh, yeah.
He said, "Guess I need to shadow her."
Huh.
I nodded and smiled some more. Janet and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure. Music by Hall and Sidnor.
The captain stood before his men, were called into the breach once more. So many battles we have fought, but this one just might end the war. Sometimes we lost, sometimes we won, sometimes we had to turn and run, to live to fight again, to live to fight again. But this time, boys, there's no retreat. We must advance to sure defeat. This one we cannot win. This one we cannot win. And all the priests in Christendom cannot save us from our fate. The scientists and the engineers are on their way, but they're too late. So sound loud the clarion's call. Pound your halberds on your shields. Stand tall and meet the foe. Though we fall, we shall not yield. Sound loud the clarion's call. Pound your halberds on your shields. Stand tall and meet the foe. Though we fall, we shall not yield.